98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Three primaries on Tuesday reduced the field of candidates for the Oshkosh Common Council, Oshkosh Area School Board, and for one district in the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors. Unofficial election night results for the spring primary saw one incumbent lose his bid for re-election. In the District 14 race for Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, incumbent Tom Swan came in last. Advancing to the runoff election are former Winnebago County Executive John Damel and Richard Norenberg. In the race for the Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education, four candidates advanced to the runoff election. There will be two chosen to serve. Advancing are incumbent Barbara Herzog and challengers Mallory Schneider-Birschbach, Jacob Wolf, and Paul Molitor. Eight people were running for the three seats on the Oshkosh Common Council. That field is now narrowed to six. Advancing to the runoff are incumbent Jacob Amos and former Common Council members Paul Esslinger and Meredith Shireman. Alec Lefebvre, Logan Youngbacher, and Tim Neubauer round out the field of candidates. The spring ballot will decide these elections, plus 15 other contested races on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors. A new Nina mayor will also be elected on April 7, 2026. Cocaine on school grounds led to the arrest of a New London Elementary School employee. Officers say a canine alerted to a car in the Lincoln Elementary parking lot during a drug search last week. Authorities took the car's owner to the Wapaka County Jail on charges of cocaine and drug paraphernalia possession. Police worked with the school district to notify parents and staff directly affected. Today is Ash Wednesday. While Ash Wednesday and the Lenten period before Easter are observed by many Christians in the area, scammers are exploiting the goodwill that comes during this holy time by impersonating clergy. The Calumet County Sheriff's Office is reporting another gift card scam going around. Scammers are sending texts claiming to be a priest or a pastor from your church who's visiting the hospital and urgently needs gift cards. Victims are asked to buy the gift cards and reply with photos of the card numbers, with the promise of reimbursement the following day. Once the scammer has that card number, the funds are gone. The warning also reminds potential victims that phone numbers can be spoofed to appear to come from your church. If you get one of these texts, deputies say it's perfectly okay to say you can't help or to simply ignore it. Do not buy the gift cards and never send photos or codes via text message. The sheriff in nearby Green Lake County has announced his retirement. Civic Media's Bob Nelson has more.
In a letter to community members, Mark Padole says that he'll retire at the end of his current term, which runs through January 4th of next year. His law enforcement career spans 44 years, the last 20 years as Green Lake County Sheriff. He also mentioned he's accomplished many goals. He says the most important of which was to build a sheriff's office that was respected by the citizens of Green Lake County. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
It was a lucky Friday the 13th for one shopper at the Quick Trip at the corner of Oregon and 20th in Oshkosh. They bought an all-or-nothing lottery ticket that matched 11 of 11 numbers and won $100,000. The odds of winning the $100,000 top prize are 1 in 352,716. Friday the 13th, indeed. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's the end of an Evers era. Governor Tony Evers delivered his eighth and final State of the State address Tuesday night. In it, he called out lawmakers itching to hit the campaign trail, saying there's still work to be done in Madison.
Folks, I know many of you are up for the election, but here's the deal. After years of delivering historic bipartisan wins for our state, Wisconsinites have high expectations for the work we can do together over the next 10 months, and they should. Just look at what we've accomplished over the last 7 years.
During his administration, Evers signed more than 800 bills, with more than 97% passing with bipartisan support. He touted bills to improve the justice system, expanded tax credits lowering the cost of childcare, and Medicaid coverage for telehealth services.
We've also managed to do all of this important work while still saving where we could and paying down our state's debt. We've saved taxpayers over $600 million by paying off about $3 billion of our state's debt.
He continued,
after 30 consecutive years of our state's checking account running a deficit, we've ended every full fiscal year. I've been governor with a positive balance.
Evers says bipartisan efforts to cut taxes will result in more than $2 billion in tax relief annually.
Wisconsin is as purple as ever. But we've shown we can put politics aside and work together to get good things done. Compared to all the chaos, dysfunction, and recklessness in Washington, D.C., here in Wisconsin, we've worked to lead by example. And a big part of that is the fact that today lawmakers are elected under fair maps I signed into law.
Evers announced he's calling a special session of the legislature this spring to take up a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin. A new bill addressing school opioid overdose prevention is being introduced in Madison. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jody Emerson have introduced new legislation to provide funding for schools to reimburse the purchase of Narcan. The goal of the proposed bill is to ensure every school in Wisconsin has access to Narcan, which can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose in an emergency. State Senator Smith explained what the legislation would do if passed into law and how they can keep the cost of purchasing the Narcan down.
Mandate that every school has a kit in it and helps them get that kit and pay for that kit. We put $100,000 into the bill because talking to groups who already actually donate the Narcan to schools or to anyone who asks for it, this is not going to be a big cost to them down the road.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins fellow Democrats in introducing the Healthy Families Act, ensuring paid sick leave for American workers. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz breaks it down for us.
The bill would ensure that every American worker has up to 7 paid sick days each year to be used to recover from their own illnesses or care for a child or family member. The U.S. remains the only major country in the world that does not provide paid time off for short-term illnesses. Currently, nearly 27 million workers lack any paid sick time entirely. Without guaranteed paid sick leave, workers are forced to make choices between getting a paycheck and keeping their jobs on the one hand and caring for their own and their family's health on the other. However, workers with access to paid sick leave are 28% less likely to suffer non-fatal occupational injuries, and employers who provide paid sick leave see 25% less turnover in their workforce. According to a study by the Institute for Women's Policy Research, a universal paid sick day policy would reduce preventable visits to the emergency room and result in cost savings of $1.1 billion per year, including $500 million in savings for public health insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
President Donald Trump's move to end federal limits on climate pollution could cost Wisconsin billions of dollars over the next 20 years. WPR is reporting that environmental groups and Attorney General Josh Call say they will fight the rollback in court, warning that it could raise fuel costs and harm public health. The EPA says the plan will save money by giving drivers more choice, but state officials say ignoring science puts communities and jobs at risk. Meat processors in the state have an opportunity to apply for grants now through February 23rd. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is inviting meat processors in the state to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. This program is aimed to grow the meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock sector. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production with a goal of a 20% increase. Funding can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including engineering, equipment, installation, and more. processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount, up to $50,000. I'm Melissa Kay.
Find out more at datcp.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' Rich Bisaccia resigns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After four seasons, the Packers' special teams coordinator and assistant head coach, Rich Bisaccia, has decided to step away. Just last week, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said he'd hoped he'd be back.
Rich brings to this our culture, this football team. He's a very impactful coach around here. You know, certainly, you know, I thought we've been better on teams the last few years than we've been in a long time. Our cover units have been better. Now, I got a lot of faith in Rich and his staff and what they do around here. Not only the X's and O's and what they bring to the field, but what they bring to this place culturally is really important.
College basketball, the Badgers lose at Ohio State, and it wasn't close. 86-69. Bruce Thornton led the Buckeyes with 27 points. Wisconsin now 18-8. Kewaskum speed skater Jordan Stolz, scheduled to compete for his third gold medal tomorrow morning in the men's 1500-meter race at the Winter Olympics in Milan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible right away this morning and then again late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, upper 40s. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a little more late day light rain. More rain likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.